You got me. 너만 보고 있으면 맘이 설레. 핑크빛 솜사탕보다 너가 sweet해. 구름 위를 걷는 기분 같아. Love me. Oh baby, love me. Love me. Love me.
바가지처럼 귀여운 눈이 바닐라처럼 향긋한 너의 미소가 나를 높게 만들어.
사랑스러워, boy.
부드럽게 날 쓰다듬으며 나를 걱정해주는 말투도 낯선 햇살 같은 눈빛이
더 완벽해.
Oh, 달콤한
Hello everyone, this is DJ Quinoa,
and this is Lucas, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Ooh. And welcome back to the Slayless for our season zero, season finale.
Ooh. Oh my
God. There's only been five episodes, that's kind of sad.
That's why it's our season zero, it's our season
it's
zero.
Season zero, it's a season pre-debut.
I might show up for this time slot though. When I'm still here for some reason. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll be here next week. Actually, no. I don't think next week. Next week's very finals. I don't know.
I only have one finals, and it's this week.
Oh, must be nice.
And I only have, like, one, like, presentation to do next week, so that's it.
Mm.
I had a lot of things early on.
I have met many a thing next week, so I think this will be my last foray here at WMFO for sophomore year. But fear not. Hopefully, we'll be back for the junior year.
Hopefully.
And we just played two songs in a row because we're figuring out the mic situation. Never a dull day here for us.
We got it though.
But I just played, I thought it would be fun to play something summery and fun for the upcoming summertime. Ooh. So we have Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen, a radio darling, and then my indie pick of the week, which is Sweet by Too Charming from The Unit. I was watching The Unit today, which is the only reason why I put the song in. I thought it was a good song.
If it's the vibe, I feel. It's quite
Yuna
summery.
Kim from The Ark. And Lee Suji from The Ark.
Ooh.
And ZN from Laboom. That's all I have to say. Oh, wait, no. And also Woohee from Dalsha Band, some other girls. Anyway, but yeah, that's kind of our theme. I don't know. I made this playlist like literally like 4 hours ago. But it is basically, you know, we wanted to play some fun summery hits and reminisce on our time for during sophomore year here at Tufts.
Ooh.
It's tearfully coming to a close.
Oh dear.
I know. But yeah, do you have anything you want to add?
Well, I feel like even though it's been a short period of time of us doing the show, it feels like a lot longer, I feel.
Well, it does, yeah.
Because I feel like we've experienced a lot in our short time, and I feel like we've learned a lot as well. So,
Yay for growth!
Thank you to all of our listeners.
I don't know any of you who are listening right now, because I asked my friends to listen. I think they're busy. It's fine. But yeah, to all of our beautiful 3 a.m. listeners, thank you for sticking with us, even though we play, like, very questionable music.
Don't call it questionable. There's a good portion of the world that listens to this.
That's true. But if you are not in our target demographic, we thank you for staying with us. Doing this 3 a.m. show is not easy.
Yeah, it was not.
But it's okay. Let's move on. So this is also just another choice of mine, which is, basically, I saw a tweet that was like, I bet the Sims were living it when Katy Perry released Last Ruby New, which, if you don't know, is the Simlish version of Last Friday Night, TGIF. And, well, that threw me into a whole thing. I was desperately trying to find a version of it on, like, some streaming service. All I could find was, like, it on YouTube. But, wow. So, we're just going to play the regular English version because it's not on Spotify. But, ooh. If you haven't listened to the Simlish version, it's a ride. Also, there's like a behind the scenes clip of her recording it.
It's so good.
But yeah, enjoy Katy Perry. I know I should have played something a little more appropriate for the summer, but I'm literally just playing things that I've been listening to. Please enjoy.
There's a stranger in my
We Love You, Katy Perry. Ooh. I love Katy Perry. Listen, like, has she fallen off of it? Yeah. But you know what? I'm still listening. That's all I'm saying. You know, I listened to a Katy Perry compilation video.
Okay.
Like, recently as well. It was like today. Today was been a bit of a blur. I just watched TV. I was supposed to study. I'm sorry.
I mean, I support Katy Perry on many fronts. Maybe Swish wasn't quite the move. I feel like they really leaned into that.
She needed an experimental era to get back to her roots for Never Really Over.
Oh. I'm just like, I can't get over the flossing thing. That was just like a core memory that I've had for now that it's like...
You can't fault Katy and not fault the rest of the industry.
True.
If we're talking about the floss, I think we need to discuss K-pop as a whole, holding on to every dance trend,
yes,
3 years after.
It's horrible. And they do like the woe has the
Momoland. They dab in Wonderful Love.
Oh.
It's da na na. It's really bad.
And now it's cauterized in their choreography. So yeah, whenever they perform
and
a song,
this is
why
you should never do a trendy dance move in a choreography. That's just me.
I think the biggest offender of the Pentagon, because they still do like the this thing.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's part of like a major. That's the chorus of the song.
Oh,
so
that's unfortunate. Well, for those of you at home, just imagine very cringy dance moves.
Yes.
You know what? Trends come and go. Though I will say, if we're talking about dancers, did everyone tune in to Le Sserafim's debut?
Ooh, the drama.
I didn't care for it, but Kazuha Slay.
I think it was fine. I think it's like a song that is easy to listen to and will not offend you, but it also has literally no substance.
I don't know. I'm surprised about how little they cared about Sakura, considering how much it probably took her to, fly her out from Japan.
They gave her a similar IZ*ONE distribution for this one, she barely was there.
I don't know. I'm surprised she didn't get a lot. And I think they're really pushing Kim Garam, which is why they're holding on to her so much. So, like, if it was any other of the girls, like, they'd be like, okay, bye. Poor Inche. She's become the gal of Le Sserafim.
Ooh.
And it's unfortunate, but it's like sad that, like, I don't know, like, I feel like everyone's talking about Garam, Yunjin, and Kazuha. No one's talking about my girl Inche. Listen, I love an indie member, so it's fine.
What's with you always standing though?
Someone told me like I always love an indie member, and like,
you
that's
really
so
do.
True. I love the obscure ones.
I mean, I'm like a man vocal stand.
Speaking of obscure ones, everyone tune into Yeren debut, Yeren from G-Friend.
Oh, yes.
I don't think it's going to be a good song. I'm like truly fearful.
I haven't listened to the teasers for that yet.
There hasn't been any teasers.
Oh, okay.
I just, the vibe I'm getting is off.
It's not quite right.
It doesn't feel right. I didn't like Yuju's debut.
I haven't even listened to Yuju's debut. I didn't think about it. I don't know. I already felt like it was not going to be good, so I just didn't listen to it.
That's fair. But anyway, moving on with our summer theme, I wanted to play up some of my favorite summer songs, including one from last year. This is exciting because, okay, so, I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it. I guess, whatever, no one really cares. But since it's so late at night, technically, you're supposed to play, like, radio edits of things. But I decided to take the liberty because of this time slot. You can kind of get away with playing more explicit music, and we've been very, like, you know, we play K-pop, so there's nothing.
There's nothing. It's sanitary.
You get a couple B-words in there, but, like,
it's not even...
You can lie and say it's something else. But, yeah, I was like, you know what? Like, hopefully we're not in these, like, dark hours next year. So I was saying, you know, let me play something a little explicit. And something that fits in with the summery theme. Hope to get everyone in the summery mood. It will be warm tomorrow, just by the way.
Although, didn't the song get released in January?
I don't know, actually.
I
think it was like...
No, it's January because I listened to it when it came out. And it was in January because it was before I got...
We'll Google and figure it out. Please enjoy Kiss Me More featuring SZA by Doja Cat. Thank you.
pussy was a kissing booth. Taste breakfast, lunch, and gin and juice. And at dinner, just like visit to. And when we French refresh, give me two. When I bite that lip, come get me two. He want lipstick, lip gloss, hickeys too.
Kiss me more. We're so young, boy. We ain't got nothing to lose. Oh, it's just principle. Baby, hold me, cause I like the way it moves. Oh, oh. Boy, you're out your name. I can do the same. I know a lot of things. La 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 la.
How long my tongue I want it?
Boy, you're out your name. I can do the same. I know a lot of things. La 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 la.
How long my tongue I want it?
Say, give me a buck, need the Gucci store. Push your limit, now you ain't good enough. All your niggas say that you lost without me. All my bitches feel like I dodged the county. Fucking with you feel like jail, nigga. I can't even exhale, nigga. Pussy like Holy Grail, you know that. You gon' make me need bail, you know that. Car tripping with your friend, you ain't even had man lying on your you know that. Got me a bag for the brick, you know that. Control them, slow the pace, if I throw back all this ass for real.
That was Kiss Me More by Doja Cat featuring SZA.
Released in April 2021.
Okay, I have to be honest, I have a very poor conception of time. My family knows this, but like when I think things happen, it could honestly be plus or minus a year.
You speak with so much conviction though, which I do. Is so funny.
What? I just think, like, I say things and I mean them, but I might always be right. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that for myself.
Well, it's okay.
I don't mind being wrong as long as I know I'm wrong, you know? Eventually, at least.
So I will say our next song, I think, is a summer hit that I expect to blow up this summer, even though it had a very early release date. I don't know. I think there's, like, a trend of sometimes the summeriest songs don't come out in the summer. For example, the first song, no, the Sweet by Too Charming from The Unit, that was, to be fair, that wasn't a show, so it doesn't really count. But I think Rollin, a summer-appropriate song that had, I think, also a January or February release date. So...
yeah, the concept was very different when they first, like, did the song.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be, like, sexy kind of energy.
I love a... Sometimes the best songs for the summer... gotta get released a little earlier or a little later.
Yeah,
I just feel like, you know, like there's not a lot of fun summer songs that come out like just when the summer hits. There are sometimes, but not
I
often.
Think it's like pretty rare, honestly. Yeah, because I think it's like songs have to give themselves like an identity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like Death of the Author kind of vibe where it's like it's ultimately like the audience who decides like what is a good summer song and what isn't, you know?
Yeah, but our next song, released in March of this year, I expect to blow up this summer as the citizens of Korea wake up and we're like, wow, this is a real love. Real Love by Oh My Girl, everybody. Ooh. Give it up.
Some quiet, 향기가 퍼져 이 기분은 느끼는 이 순간 사랑을 말하기보다 완벽한 밤은 없어 지금이야 우린 이 음악을 빌려
That was Real Love by Oh My Girl.
I love this song. I really think it has to grow on you a bit, you know?
Yeah, like, when it first came out, I was kind of like, oh. Way,
but, like, it gets better with age, I promise. For those who don't see the vision, I hope you do soon.
Okay. Right now, I just have a quick PSA. It's Don't Drink and Drive. 26-year-old Olivia Colbreath broke down in tears as she was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for her wrong-way drunk driving crash that left 6 people dead, including her own sister and 3 generations of a family in another vehicle. "I'm gonna punish myself for the rest of my life," she sobbed to the judge. "I want people to know I would die a million times over. I was so wrong, and I would take full responsibility." Everyone in both vehicles, except for Colbreath, was killed in the horrific drunk driving collision, which catapulted wreckage across several lanes and reduced the SUV in Colbreath's car to disembodied wheels, axles, and twisted pieces of metal. "The fun's over when you drink alcohol and then decide to drive, quite possibly forever." A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you for that message. You picked a morbid one, didn't you?
I did. Actually, it was more because, like, I feel like we tend to choose, like, a lot of fun ones.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just need to, like,
a moment of seriousness.
Moment of seriousness. After
but,
all.
Yeah. I thought we could talk about what our plans are.
Oh, yeah.
For the summer.
Plans? Both of you doesn't might have any.
Well, you know, hopefully we... What are our intended summer plans? Would you like to go or should I go first?
I can go first. So mine doesn't seem as like poorly positioned perhaps.
Okay.
So my plan for the summer, I have 2 choices really. It depends on whether or not I get a last minute internship or like research position. But if I end up staying in the US, I'll probably be here until probably late July and head back for a month in August, or possibly go back early
back
in June.
Back to our home in
Singapore. Wow.
Singapore.
Or I could possibly end up going early and then doing the second half of summer here. But the more likely course of action is that I will head back to Singapore and work there. Things.
You have a job.
Yeah. I mean, I think
Are you
I'm.
Applying yet?
I'm applying to get the pass so I can apply.
Have you applied to things here?
I haven't finished my resume yet. So
well, let's focus on that, Mama.
Okay, why am I getting lectured on radio? This is a bit unfair. This is a bit unfair. I literally never call you out on radio.
That is such a lie, because you did last week.
Did I?
Yeah.
About what? Okay, anyway.
Well, I have to stick around the U.S. for a bit. My parents are here visiting. Yay, shout out if you're listening, but I hope you're not. I did just tell them about the show, but that was because I didn't want them listening when they were, like, back home. And now that, like, they're here, it's 3 a.m., so they can't listen.
Why would you tell them? They're gonna come back eventually. I mean, we're gonna have different time slots.
Yeah, so I was like, hey, whatever. No, no, it's because they're like, you don't do anything. And I was like, that's so true, but...
Oh, anyway, you're just, yeah.
But, yeah, and then I have a off-campus apartment that I have to move into in June. So stick around for that. Then I'll have my birthday here, I think, with family. And then I'll head out to back home. And I'm planning on doing some work for basically July and August while taking summer classes. And no, summer class.
You're taking summer class?
Yeah. I'm taking... Okay, well, so...
You didn't tell me this.
I think I... Oh, I'm sorry if I didn't. But for my major, I'm, like... I'm kind of missing, like, a prereq for, like, one of the foundational classes that's, like, only offered in the fall. And I guess I could take it this fall, but I was like, you know what? Like, if I take this other class, it'll open up a few more possibilities. And it's being taught by my advisor over the summer, and, I, you know, it's supposed to be virtual asynchronous, very chill, so that's... Hopefully, I can... get that done while working a 50-hour work week. Crazy.
Whoa.
But yeah, I will be doing that. I'll keep my hands busy this summer, unfortunately. But it's okay because I had a very restful, relaxing summer last year, so it's fine.
Oh, honestly, same here. Like, I generally didn't...
We both didn't do anything last summer. Like, truly,
honestly,
it was
like,
so bad.
I feel like I feel, like, a little bit validated in the sense that, like... This summer, if I don't do anything, I have to do research for my major anyway, and that is also work experience. So regardless, I will end up having to get to do something eventually.
What research?
Hmm?
You're doing research?
I have to do research. I have no choice. It's a major requirement.
Oh no.
I didn't get in the class for research anyway. Moving. Anyway, sorry about that.
In terms of your work prospects. I did apply last year to work at my local grocery store near, like, my family in Connecticut.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, cold storage for a second.
No, in Connecticut at the, what's it called? The...
Farmer's Market?
No. I forgot what it's called. It's, like, it has, like, IGA. Independent Grocers something. It's an American thing.
Oh.
You can Google it. I got rejected. No, I didn't get rejected. More like they just never called me back. It's fine.
It's not worse.
Because they didn't have any prior work experience.
Working for a grocery store?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why, like, they seem desperate. And I would slay a deli counter.
No, I'm just surprised, like...
Yeah, it's okay. Let's not think about that. I can't go back there. It's too embarrassing.
Do they do walk-ins?
No, like, I just handed them, like, application form. There's never... Anyway. Oh, I was really upset, actually, because I was, like... So I just gave up on, like, trying to find work. I was supposed to try to, like, drive, too. I had a lot of things I planned to do. I just didn't end up doing last summer. But hopefully, this summer will be a lot more productive.
I was productive the last summer, though, because I did take up one course.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, summer school.
That one class. And then...
That genuinely did me in, though. It was a lot of work. It was more work than I had initially anticipated, to say the least. Anyway.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for the summer. I'm ready for classes to be... Well, classes technically are over, but I'm ready for the semester to be over. I don't know.
I'm not exactly looking forward to it. I had to stay here for 2 weeks alone. I don't know if anyone else is going to be at the place I live, to say the least. I might be literally the only person in this, like, giant house.
He's waiting for his little passport. It's okay. I'm sure there'll be some people in, like, Boston area that you
can... Oh, no, I know. It's more like, I don't want to live in a house by myself.
Did you request for...
Did
they approve it?
They haven't said anything back.
They might make you move into another dorm for that, actually.
That actually might be the case. Actually, I prefer that.
No, for summer housing, there's only, like, 2 dorms open, so...
No, but it's, like, the seniors will still be here.
True.
That's why they're, like, have the option for summer housing.
Are there any seniors where you live in your house?
No, though. That's my thing.
LOL.
So I don't know if they'll let me stay or if my RA will, like, want to stay.
Because there's not a lot of seniors that live on campus, so I don't really think you care.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, they can't kick me out of my off campus because passport reasons.
You can kind of do that.
For my passport, I can't leave. I'm, like, stranded.
Okay.
They have some nerve. Anyway.
But, yeah. I wanted to just talk about a time frame. I don't know. Sounds like it'll be fun, I think. I don't know. As we get older, I feel like we have to do more serious stuff. So, I think we spent too many summers just doing nothing. So, it's okay. I'm excited to work. Like,
oh my God.
For an internship. It seems difficult, but I think I'll get a hang of it.
Look, I don't dream of laborers.
You and me both.
Just kidding. Anyway, that's...
Moving on to our next song, we have one of my favorites by Mariah Carey. This is Fantasy. Don't really know how it fits the theme, but I just like it.
Brave girl. La, 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 la. cue. Fuck it, hey guys, that's cool boy cue. Hey DJ, 지금 당황하는 판에 골라 spin that music cue. 모두 옛가에서 떠나지 않은 smile. 빡세게 즐기고 있어, summertime with my world. Dine and homies by your doom. Now spending good, good time, break girls.
What a beautiful day.
Played Pool Party by Brave Girls featuring E-chan of, I think, DKB?
DKB, yeah.
That part was not good. I think that they should have kept it just the girls. But I do like that song. I think it's fun. It's fun for the summertime.
Yeah, honestly.
I don't know. I've been thinking about it since the Korean performances.
It's now listening through it again, I'm like, wow. It sounded way better before.
What do you mean?
Before the remix.
Oh, like the cover.
With the Roland, yeah.
Yeah, it was not very good.
I think before it is, now I listen to it, I was like, wow, it's really hitting.
No, Summer Queen mini album was very good, actually.
I'm just not the biggest fan of, like, I know it's like because it's their branding thing. They were like, oh my god, Summer Queen. And then they say, like, they're the Summer Queens. I'm just like, girl, you don't have to say you're the Summer Queen
they're
to be the Summer
Queens. They're going to be
Summer
Queens. Queens.
They could have practiced the English a little better.
No, I love it. I love Min Young Slay forever. She can do no wrong. I was thinking, like, Min Young would be such a slayful if she was, like, 3-4 inches taller. She'd be a really good member of Nine Muses.
They're all really tall.
Brave Girls? No, they're quite short.
No, I meant,
Nine Muses?
Nine Muses.
Yeah, that's what I said. If she was, 4 inches taller, I feel like she would fit right in with Nine Muses. No? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, Nine Muses. We should play Dolls.
Next year.
Oh.
I already have themes planned out for next year. Speaking of,
we can talk already?
About our, yeah. Like, I'm thinking about the future of the show, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I think I have like some themes. Loyal listeners, please bear with us as we talk about our hopes and dreams for the show in the coming semester. But I was thinking it'd be like really cool to have a like episode where we talk about like songs that we think should have made it big. Songs that, you know, deserve, like, a Roland moment.
Yeah.
I think Dolls is one. Then I have another one that's, like, songs that should have been a first win.
That's, yeah. There's a lot of songs that should have been a first win.
Because, you know, like, sometimes, like, a group has a first win, you're like, was that the right song? Like, is that the song for them? But
yeah, no. I know a lot of groups that are like that.
So many groups deserve their, like, first win moment. And some of them, so many. Dreamcatcher just got theirs.
The song is a song.
I don't listen to Dreamcatcher. I'm sorry.
I think I appreciate them that they got a win because they do sort of like they have worked hard. So
if you guys haven't listened to Dreamcatcher's basically if you don't know, they used to be another group called Minx. They had two songs which I think are two very 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 good songs and then they disbanded. And then they re-debuted as Dreamcatcher.
And then they went on, was it Mix 9?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. But then they all quit. I don't know. You know, I'm not a big fan of Devil Seancing and
I mean,
J-Rock.
I think it's a genre that has its market.
They carved a niche for themselves, which is how they managed to be so successful. Like, I don't know if they would be successful as Minx.
I think, especially with the market right now. Also, they're kind of old for that.
I give them that. But still.
Yeah, it is like what it is. I think I'm happy for them because I've known them for like a while and they've been working hard, so I'm happy the girls got a win, you know. Yay. they need some validation.
I think they
also had the scandal where they didn't win for that one song, and it was that was a big thing.
Nine Muses weren't robbed, IMO.
But I mean, like, that was like a cheat, like it was an actual scandal because they were supposed
to win.
They did
overtake Brave Girls as most, like, longest time to take to win from debut.
Really?
If you count Brave Girls' second debut, like,
us, the new group, generation.
Yeah. So, congratulations to Dreamcatcher.
Yeah, they've worked hard.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, hopes and dreams, I guess. For me, I guess, like, the main thing would be, like, I guess I haven't really done my own categories in a hot second. And Lucas does most of, like, the curating for the show, I'm afraid. I do most of the managing,
I
so.
I love a slay list.
I'll do a better job of trying to get my own, like, setup ready for one of the episodes. And I could take Lucas on a ride for one of my random genres that I'm a really big fan of.
Listen to 80s dance pop, you guys. Get excited.
80s, 90s. Honestly, 70s does hit a bit more though sometimes because like they have like the real instruments for that, and like oh god.
Ooh. I only know Y2K because you know me. I love a Y2K Y2 Slay moment.
Ooh.
But for me, I don't know. I'm really excited to get some guests on the show. Obviously, for very obvious reasons, no one wants to listen. No one wants to come on at 3 a.m. And I think it's really exciting to get some guests on. I already have some people that you know want to come on and talk and play their music and. We know of quite a few local artists.
Ooh.
At Tufts, and I would love to play their music. I think it'd be so much fun.
And yeah, honestly.
I've already talked to them. I think if we get a good time slot that works, hopefully I can get them on. So please anticipate members from the Tufts community playing their very own music. So that's really exciting.
Ooh.
But yeah. Joaquin, have you been to the beach lately?
Afraid not. I'm not the biggest fan of the beach.
Can you just say yeah?
Oh my god, wow. The beach, love the beach.
To see the sea?
Oh my god. The sea? I love the sea.
Me too. And so does Hyolyn in her next song, CC, but spelled SEE space SEA.
Wow.
I don't know. It's a fun title in English.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Hyolyn. Mother Hyo, we love you.
Woo. I'm really excited to see her perform this.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Spoilers much.
Like, I shouldn't have done that. It's technically not supposed to be
so
known.
So I'm usually the person who spoils themselves for Queendom, but Joaquin took the liberty to spoil himself.
For only two performances. I feel like that's...
I did watch the entire Kepler one for the next one. They're covering SNSD.
Ooh. Although I feel it's a bit bad to do like a cover for a, like a fan round, but they don't have any songs, so they could have been like one of the, like,
no, Park Bomb did a cover.
They should have been like, she should have done like, they should have done like,
no, I think this was like not a bad choice.
But they could have done like a four-way cover of the different songs they did for the show.
Like they could have done like the fans.
All the different like
I do
grounds.
Like you plus me equals love.
Because we want to see what version they do it, you know? We didn't see that. We didn't see the group do the
That
the
is
songs.
True. That is true.
We only saw
true.
Shine.
But I don't know. The boys does require a lot of vocal ability that Kepler may or may not have.
We're gonna see.
It's okay. I'm not, we'll cover it.
Oh, we should probably do the thing.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, before we head out, this is Lucas
and DJ Quinoa, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo.
But yeah, before we head out, I just want to thank everyone who's listened and, you know, to us. I don't know how many of you actually know who we are. So if you're not someone who I've, like, forced into listening to this show, I don't know if you're out there, but if you are, I hope you know that we're very thankful that someone out there actually wants to listen to our, like, nonsense. So, thank you! And I hope to bring a better season 2 time slot. We'll be opening our Instagram, I think, sometime this summer, theslaylist.wmfo, so keep an eye out for that. And we will be posting about our new, like, time slot, show arrangement, everything.
We'll see. Does it come out during the summer?
No, but I just want to open up Instagram
to
interact with the fans.
Ooh,
that we may or may not have. I don't know. And you know what? Even if you don't really care about us and never listen to us again, and you're just listening because you need something to do at 3 a.m. for whatever reason, thank you for coming along on the ride.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who's listening to this. It's our first time doing anything like this, and
yeah, it's been a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah,
despite the time slot.
Like, being able to do this is like, it's both been really interesting and really informative. So I genuinely really appreciate like having this opportunity to share our music tastes and quandaries with you.
Yes,
and our undying love for K-pop reality shows.
Too good. You should really watch The Unit if you have free time this summer.
Ooh, it's
all on YouTube.
I know. I just feel like bad. I watched like the all of like the audition rounds actually.
You did? I didn't watch it. I just watched like the performance rounds.
I watched some of the performance rounds. I just like didn't watch the.
I love LaBoom. Woo.
Ooh.
But yeah, our final song is my other song of the summer last year. We're dedicating this one to our friend Kimberly. Who's in the mods right now with COVID. We love you so much. This is Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo, who performed in Boston last night.
Ooh.
So, Olivia, if you're out there, we love you. And we love you guys, Slaylist fans. And thank you for coming along with us. This is Good For You. Oh.
guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. You're getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never